Who, by the way, Tom Baldini joining us here this morning in a preview of what's coming up at the Economic Club of Marquette County. But first, it was actually very interesting. You kind of have an Irish tradition you actually shared with us this morning.
Yes, the ambassador of Ireland always brings a bouquet of shamrocks to the president. It's a tradition. So I brought you in some clovers this morning. They may not be a big bouquet of shamrocks, but, you know.
It's an Irish shamrock.
It is official. Mm-hmm. Yes. It says right here, Irish shamrock.
Shamrock, yeah. I thought.
Of course, you could have taken this out and stuffed it into a Roma tomato bedding plant.
All right, guys.
But thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's the thought.
Yes.
Absolutely. No,
it's
very St. Paddy's Day,
same
too.
Same to you.
Yes.
Well, let's get right at it because you're back with another Monday, and it's hard to believe it's been a month already.
Yes. Matter of fact, after this Monday, we have one more program and the season ends and we're already lining up our speakers for next year and even for the 2012-13 season. So,
wow, a proactive group. Tell us, what's that like?
Yeah,
No. Who's coming on Monday?
Monday, we have, it's really interesting. I think it's very timely. We have Professor Charles Ballard from Michigan State University. And if you read the Detroit News, Free Press, or even sometimes are listening to the radio, Charles Ballard is very often testifying in front of the state house or senate and making statements about the economy. He heads a center at Michigan State that deals with state and local governments across the country. So he's very often brought in to talk about where is Michigan. Matter of fact, I did some checking on the website and he has he's just written a paper called Michigan Economic Future, A New Look, and it was published in 2010. And then he's also done Michigan's Economic Future Challenge and Opportunity. And he's also done another paper, which I haven't seen the results of, comparing public employees' wages and benefits. Mm. And are they being overpaid, underpaid, so on and so forth. And so what he talks on, obviously, is going to be his business. But he's coming. So timeliness of what's going on in Michigan is very appropriate. And we're going to bring him here to the studio on Monday
we'll have
morning.
Him on Monday morning, but I mean, this is going to sound like I'm overinflating things, but it's true. This is a big fish you've landed.
Yep, he's very often brought in to consult, and he goes around the country and consults also. So we're lucky on this one in terms of the timeliness.
Yeah, he is one of the, if not probably the leading expert in terms of economic issues here in Michigan. And we see his name on the wires a lot and in news stories. What is the message that at least as you've had some preliminary discussions with him that he's going to be bringing?
Well, I suspect he's a very enthusiastic person. And, he'll probably look at the macro numbers. Where's Michigan going? It appears Michigan is hit the bottom and we're coming back up. So we're looking at that. And then with the type of news that's going on here, you know, with the Marinette Marine Project, with Cliffs, their preliminary sort of announcements, what sort of tourism season we're going to have.
Well, you bought snowplow in not too long ago.
We had, listening to them and what their expectations are. I'm sort of looking forward to seeing what he's got to say because, you know, they have research data and information. So I think it'll be a good program.
Well, this one really actually seems to drive home the business and economic side of the Economic Club.
Yes, right.
And a good opportunity for folks that are involved with business, really in that economic side of it, to check this out. Now, what is the schedule and where is everything
Monday
happening?
Night, this coming Monday at the Ramada Inn, social hour 6. Dinner at 7 and our program at 8. And we always tell our speakers we want time for Q&A, and that always happens because we want the people to have an opportunity. And you go online, www Marquette Economic Club, if you want to register. You also have to make a meal selection. We have fish, steak, or chicken. And our crowds have been really quite good this year. And so we're we've worked at bringing together some speakers, and so I think this one also will generate a good...
I'm anticipating Q&A with this one's probably going to be pretty intense.
Yeah. Yes, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.